was just watching ESPN women's college basketball. James Madison and Marshall. And it was a good basketball game, you know, just killing time until March Madness kicks in. And I was just noticing how the James Madison coaches, they have their hair pulled back, their men pulled back in like a, you know, a bun at the top. So they fit in nicely, trying to fit in. They do a good job. And James Madison has this girl player, and her name is Meredith Meyer. And like, oof. A++, you know. And so is that dirty old man-ish? Am I not allowed to say that 20-year-old basketball player is hot anymore? I mean, the dirty old man peeping through, which, to be honest with you, kicked in about 30 for me. But it's just so hard watching women's college basketball. It just seems like they fall down a lot. You know, and there was a scrum at the end of regulation time. They had an overtime game, and there was, you know, 9-10 girls on the floor going for the ball. And it just seemed, James Madison had 35 turnovers. And I swear half of them were, you know, were falling down and the ball goes out of bounds. I don't know. But my hat's off really to ESPN. I mean, they're incredible. They've done this amazing push towards women's basketball for the equal rights thing and the equal coverage thing and the equal pay thing. They're really, really trying hard at it and doing really, really well at it. I just think they're incredible. I do. I think ESPN is just incredible. The Entertainment Sports Programming Network, which started, what, back in the 70s, I think. And now look what they do. They're incredibly entertaining and incredibly sporting, obviously. I mean, socially. And their 30-30 inside stories, personal stories of people. And ESPN Plus is incredible. I swear they've got cameras at every single basketball game, every single women's lacrosse game, you know, ping pong tournaments, swimming tournaments, track and field. They've got everything on ESPN Plus. Wow. Very impressed. Hats off to ESPN. Top-notch job. Okay. The band Phish. Now, two things about Phish. Number one, Trey Anastasio is an incredible guitar player. He's on my list, no question about it. Anybody that opens for the Rolling Stones is going to be on my list. And he was the opener for the Rolling Stones at in Durham, 2005. Rolling Stones played there at Wallace Wade Stadium. And I went to that with Brian the Roadie, no less, a cohort of mine at WRDU. And I missed the whole Trey Anastasio set, which I'm sorry about. But, you know, you kind of want to see him with Phish. But the Rolling Stones were just incredible. And I've got this incredibly unrequited love affair with the Rolling Stones. I mean, when they're gone, I just don't know if I could live anymore. And I mean that, you know, and I'll just, I have no idea who I am, but I love them and always have. I've got a lifelong relationship with them, you know, and when they go, I think I'm going to go, at least in my head and my heart. Anyway, no question about it. You know, and I will just continue in the meantime to love them from afar, unbeknownst to them. And the other thing about Phish, the name of the band Phish supposedly comes from the sound a jet makes when it takes off. Supposedly that's Phish. And I always thought of it as just something funny. You know, they just want Phish, you know, F-I-S-H, but they just wanted to spell it funny, P-H. You know, who cares about the name of a band anyway? If they're good, they're good. Doesn't matter what they're called. But it's my favorite story about Phish. At one point in my radio day, I was doing a 420 smoke break, and I was on the air with a guy named Foster, right? 96 Rock, 2012, maybe. And he was the program director. Afternoon show. I'm on the air with the program director, the guy that makes all the rules, you know, and 420 smoke break was a liberty I was given. You know, and I could pick the 420 smoke break song. So I pulled out Phish one day, and it was a 27-minute version of Tweezer. I loaded it up in the little machine and got ready to play it, and he looked at me. It's my favorite quote of the guy of all time, and he was a good guy. He played along. He tried to play along, even though he wasn't of that ilk, if you know what I mean. And he looked at me, and he said, "You're not going to play the whole thing, are you?" Mainstream rock radio station that doesn't play songs more than 4.5 minutes. And I'm getting ready to spend 27 minutes of Tweezer noodling and singing, jamming. And I said, "Yeah, yeah." And he goes, "All right." You know, honestly, I think I didn't, even I couldn't do that on a commercial rock radio station. So I think I switched it to Mo that day, but just to get that quote. Hats off, Foster. Thanks for putting up with me, and thanks for trying. Thanks for trying.
I had a dog, his name was Jim.